I believe stories change the world. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11 says, "They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." Your testimony is worth sharing because it has power. My name is Carol Oyola, host of the Overcome Today podcast, which aims to inspire and empower you to stand tall, shine in confidence, because you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. And welcome to episode 93. Guys, I am pulling through a nasty sore throat and a cold to record this episode. So please, my coffee, tafadhali. Yeah, there's a really weird bug going around in Nairobi. I am not sure if this is COVID 6.0, but I guess it's a wait and see situation. So I struggled to sort of figure out how I'm going to record this, but I'm like, you know what, Carol, we can do this. I said I'd rather record it earlier, when this is still brewing rather than when it blows up. Hopefully it doesn't. So I hope you're all doing well. Thank you so much for the love and the encouragement and the support on my social media channels. That is Overcome Today on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And thank you for your feedback on episode 92, where we talked about, sorry, I told you guys, this is really hard. But what we talked about, gratitude and praise in trials, and I shared a personal story of mine. So if you haven't caught up with it, please, you can pause on this one or you can finish this episode and then go back and check out episode 92 and the many others that you may have missed out if this is your first time here. So today I want to talk about an issue that will get me perhaps blocked or cancelled by many. But I think it's important to have sound biblical-based discussions in this generation. There's so much fakeness and conformity going around that we really need to stand out as a peculiar people, as the Bible calls us born-again Christians in 1 Peter 2:9. "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." So it's important for us to stand out. It's important for us to be a salt and light. And that is why I do this podcast. Basically, it is my ministry tool. All right, so let's get straight to it. So you've heard it said, follow your heart. Yeah, you've heard it in movies, maybe one of those motivational quotes. Maybe you've seen an Instagram post, a story, and you shared it. You're like, yay, follow your heart. But is it good advice? And most importantly, is it biblical? Now, we'll base this on the scriptures. So here is why you should not follow your heart. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it?" And some versions say, "and desperately wicked." We are naturally born into sin and corruption. Like, we know this from the Genesis story. Once Adam and Eve, you know, did that thing, clearly the rest of us followed suit, being sinful. And unless we allow God to transform us and renew us, we are wicked before his eyes. The heart tells us what we should do, but it doesn't tell us the consequence of making that choice. Now, I want us to look in the preceding verses. God speaks a curse on those whose hearts are turned away from him, and a blessing over those who trust in him. So let me just read that real quick. And in case you missed that, Jeremiah chapter 17, and I'll now start from verse 5. "This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. I absolutely love those verses because it shows us that an unredeemed heart is full of wickedness and sin. And the redeemed heart often falls too easily back into those temptations, especially when we're leaning on our own understanding, and that is, i.e., following our heart instead of trusting in the Lord and looking to Him for guidance. Now, our hearts are easily swayed and we find ourselves putting things or people in place of God. We start to desire that thing or person more than we desire God. And you know what that is? Idolatry. Yes. Colossians 3:5. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Our hearts also don't know what's truly best for us, by the way. Only God knows what's truly best for our lives. Sometimes we think we have it figured out. No, we don't. We cannot see the whole picture and we cannot see His master plan. When we blindly follow our heart, we can easily step outside of His perfect plan. And while we think we are providing a great future for ourselves, we could be missing out on something much, much more incredible than we could even imagine. So what should we do then if we do not follow our hearts? Seek God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Allow Him to transform you and renew your mind, as we see in Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. I absolutely love how one commentary put it. By renewing the mind, the heart is purged of evil and falsehood and filled with truth. One way to be led by the deceitful heart is to give no energy to seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. To seek the kingdom is to consider the godliness of one's thoughts and actions, abstaining from those which are not of God and engaging in those that are. In this way, the heart will become a useful tool. The emotions will serve the believer rather than leading the believer into foolishness. End of quote. So allow God to give your heart of flesh. In Ezekiel 36:26, God promises, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." And in Jeremiah 31:33, He promises Israel, "I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people." So follow His word. Follow the leading of the Spirit which lives inside of us. Follow wise counsel in case you're trying to figure out what to do. But remember, don't follow your heart because it will lead you to sin. It will lead you to idolatry and lead you to turn away from God, because it is easily swayed. And trust me, I think each one of you knows that. Instead, allow God to transform your heart and conform to His will. Remember Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Absolutely a verse that, like, I absolutely love. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. Well, I hope you resonated with that word. I'd really encourage you to read the Word of God for yourself. Trust me, it is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Hebrews 4:12, that's what we're looking at in terms of heart. All right, share this episode with a friend. Leave a comment, leave a review or a rating on whichever platform you're listening to this. And I'd really love to hear from you and connect with you. So follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Overcome Today, or write me an email, overcometodaypodcast@gmail.com. And until next week, bless, and please, I hope you don't get this cold.